Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Castology.
This is Castology, and I am one of your castologists, A.N.C. Weber, here with an entire castology contingent. I have Nick Bleeker.
Hello.
And welcoming back to the microphone, Lisbeth.
Hello, everybody.
You have the biggest grin on your face
right now. I'm back. I know. Like, I enjoy doing the castology. I enjoy recording with you guys. So I'm jazzed. To be back in the recording room with you two. Talking shit about podcasts.
Can I give you a quick congratulations for your award-winning show?
You can if you'd like.
There you
go.
What can you tell everyone what happened? Like, what's the go? Because I know
how famous are you now?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not at all. In Brisbane, a little bit. I did a show with Act React and Natalie Bohensky called The Importance of Being Wasted, which is where we did The Importance of Being Earnest, but two cast members were drunk every night.
Sick.
So we had a rotating roster, and I basically got paid to write myself off 3 weekends in a row, which was
How munted did you get?
Dude, there are some moments that, like, Act 2 was very spotty for me on my drunk
like
nights.
Like for all shows that you did?
Yeah, like there are bits I remember, and then I had one of my castmates come up to me the day after and was like, oh my God, when you burped after that line, that was hilarious. And I'm like, oh, what?
Excuse me.
How dare you? And there was one moment where I swear to God, I felt like I was going to be sick, but I thought I poker faced it really well. And then I had like 3 audience members come up to me and go, we were worried about you. I was like, damn it, I thought I did it. But yeah, we were lucky enough to walk away with the Brisbane Fringe Anywhere Festival Award, which means that they want Act React to do a bit of company development, and they want to see us in the inaugural Brisbane Fringe.
Unreal.
Next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm super pleased about it. It was a lot of fun. My liver is grateful it is done.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to actually fight the urge to get it right, I found, because your lizard brain takes over, and some cast members remembered their lines better when they were drunk. But 10 drinks
a
night for me.
10 drinks a night's rough.
It means that they learnt their lines drunk.
Yeah. I should try that. But anyway, yeah, thanks for mentioning it. Dude, I was pretty bloody chuffed with my cast and with Nat for taking my idea on board and producing it.
Fuck yeah.
Well, to welcome you back, we're having a Liz-themed week.
I'm so excited about that. That's the main reason for the grin, is because it is all me all the time this week.
So, yeah, that's our theme this week, is podcasts that Liz would like.
Hooray. Awkward if next week we come back and I'm like, guys.
Bad news.
Look, I'm 50-50 on whether you will appreciate mine, just because it's a little bit different in the style. The content is full Liz.
Sure.
Style a little bit
full Liz.
little bit I would say controversial, maybe.
Okay.
So I'll go first.
Okay, cool.
I'm recommending Paper Ghosts.
Yeah.
So Paper Ghosts is an iHeartRadio podcast, and it's basically about a small town. 4 young girls go missing in the 70s within a few miles of each other, and this investigative journalist, there has never been any arrests. The investigative journalist kind of makes a new discovery, and there's been a bit of a reopening, and he's trying to figure out what's going on and presenting it in this podcast format. The thing I'm not sure that you will like is it's very narrator heavy. And if you don't buy into his narrating style, it's gonna get annoying.
But I'm not usually the one that has issues with the styles.
You are not usually the one.
No.
But maybe.
But you think this guy's like that?
I don't know.
Is he that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just very, it's very stylistic.
Okay. Like, so if you were to compare it to, say, a similar kind of investigative reopening the case thing to two podcasts, to Serial and to let's say, what was the The one about the Southport School. Is it the Southport School? The Chris Dawson.
Definitely more serial.
Yeah.
And they do have like documentation and an original record and that sort of thing. Yeah. That pops
so
in.
Well, I loved the narrator heavy thing of serials. So.
Okay. Yeah. Then so that's basically what it is.
So did everyone though.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is. It is complete now, so it is done. It finished this year, but yeah, Paper Ghosts.
Nice.
Well, you know, I went Liz themed as well, and I chose a murder podcast too. So welcome back.
Thanks. Welcome back. Here's some murder.
But I'm recommending what I honestly think is probably one of the best true crime shows I've ever listened to. It's called West Cork, and it came out of nowhere to me through a random tweet. I just saw someone tweet, "Has anyone listened to West Cork?" I didn't follow this person. It just came up in like, you know how the algorithm spits out random shit.
It'd be great if that was like organized marketing.
If it was, they did a fucking
like,
good job.
It's like the whole, has anyone played the left-right game? And all of a sudden everyone's
oh
like.
Oh my God. So it's called West Cork and it's about a murder. So it's called The Murder. Now, West Cork is a place in Ireland, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
And it's like a peninsula sort
See,
of thing.
This is
like
why
a,
it's two levels. It's me because, God damn, I love an Irish accent the, as well.
Oh, well.
That's two levels.
Well.
Well.
Yeah. So this this show focuses on the murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier. Boom, French.
That was nice
that was
pronunciation.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Listen to the show like three times. It's probably why. but the sort of running part of the show is that it's there is a focus on the murders, but there very much is like a community group of characters that sort of build. So you know, it's like a TV show, for example, like I don't know, Parks and Rec, where they've got this. There's the central characters, but there's also there's ones that are on the periphery that always seem to
pop up,
rear their heads.
Yeah,
this is that. This is like the vibe that I get from that. But the interesting thing for me for this show is that it feels very small town. There's no sort of wider reaching thing for me with this. It very much feels like something that has occurred as just like an anomaly here. And it is absolutely fascinating. It is beautifully told.
It sounds like it'd make a really creepy, claustrophobic movie.
And it's kind of creepy and claustrophobic.
Mm.
So it was originally an Audible original, and I figured like with Audible, it
they
must
tend
be-
to release their stuff after a certain amount
of
time.
I was
going to
say it must
world.
Be like after 6 months, the release wide or whatever.
They make it public.
Yeah. So this one came across out of nowhere and I was originally I was like going to hold on it. And then I was like, nah, this is legitimately
this is
probably
week.
Like Liz's. If Liz hates this, then
I don't know. Liz.
I'm calling Tom on my podcast career. That's it. So I'm recommending West Cork.
Big call. And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Okay, Liz, what podcast did you
Yeah, what
want
murder
to
have you got?
To?
So I don't have a murder. I've got.
What?
Oh my God.
So on my holiday, I pretty much spent my entire holiday listening to narrative fiction podcasts.
You and everybody else.
Yeah. But it's just, I just wanted to get away from anything. It's escapism, but I escaped to thriller, spooky, scary town. So this has a serial killer in it, but it is fictional. It is fake crime. It is not true crime. This is another podcast that came up in my feed because I had listened to the BBC Sounds Murmurs, which we all very much enjoyed. This is called The Cipher. So this is, how do I explain this? I guess you kind of go surface. It's one of those ones where I've got to give you a surface premise and you have to listen.
Yeah.
So it's this 16-year-old who cracks this like cryptic code that is put out into the world and they're like, first person to solve it, you know, wins, whatever.
Wins a lifetime obligation to the secret society of governments.
Yeah, they're just like wins. And the girl's like, yeah, sure. So she's recruited after she wins to this secret weird thing. And I really enjoyed it. I just got sucked in. It's one of those ones that has highly directional sound and is quite immersive. So best with good headphones and speakers.
So is it first person sound or is it kind of environmental?
So it's environmental. Okay. I will put out there that in episode 3, I think it starts, there's a particular, if you're very sensitive to sounds, may want to pull the earphones away from your ear because there's a very high-pitched kind of sound that happens in her ear and her head that causes her pain, but it actually caused me a little bit of pain as the listener as well.
Do they give you a warning for that sort of stuff?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
So that's why I'm kind of saying EP3 was when it first happened, and just kind of get ready to turn it down if you start hearing it. And it didn't like physically hurt, but I was like, ouch. And it stars Anya Chalotra and Chance Perdomo. 11 episodes. I was well sucked in. I feel like they're probably gunning for some kind of TV something, which means they'll probably withhold a second series if there is one.
So you've finished it and it kind of lends itself to an ongoing story?
I think it could have an ongoing story, but it also finished in a way that I wasn't mad.
Because I know BBC are doing a lot of audio drama at the moment. I mean, everybody is. Like, that's the next big trend in podcasts.
But this whole, I'm just so far into immersive, immersive podcast fiction at the moment. And The Cipher was the first thing that I started listening to, and it has really good, like, cliffhangery endings to episodes that just make you need to binge. That's what.
Awesome. How many episodes is it?
11.
11. Okay. Well, that's achievable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are our recommendations for this week. Let's go back and review the podcast we recommended last week.
So, disclaimer, I'm not doing extra work. So, I'm going to pretend like I recommended whatever was recommended in my spot. I'm not reviewing three podcasts this week. I'm only reviewing your two.
It's really sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, let's start with the one that Liz isn't recommending so that you can...
Isn't reviewing.
Isn't reviewing so that we can talk at length about the others. So let's... Grace Shadell recommended Dead Bodies. So Dead Bodies was basically a pairing of court reporter Chanel Vella and veteran radio host Dee Dee Dunleavy. So Australians who are basically talking about the stories where people find dead bodies.
Maybe I should have reviewed this one. That sounds interesting.
Oh, shit. That's why I was wondering when you said that. I was like, is it because you find it offensive in some way?
Oh, hell no. I find work offensive right now. I could have gone, okay, well, I'm not going to eeny, meeny, miny, mo, not going to review Zane, and I'll do two this week.
So, Nick, what did you think?
Look, the episode that I chose, which, Grace, I feel sorry, it literally turned me off the show straight away. So I think it was episode 118 that I listened to, and I put it on, and the vibe is very light. It's a very, very light, as in, like, they spoke about the easy royal breezy family for 25 minutes to start the show.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite murder-esque format.
And this is the thing... full disclosure, I only listened to one episode because I was like, don't waste my time talking about the royals for 25 minutes. This is not about the royals.
Also, bad takes on the royals. Yeah, I listened to that episode.
The royals were shit takes, honestly. Like, sorry, whoever the fuck you two people are. No, bad takes. I'm sorry. I did listen to the whole episode. When they actually get to the content that they advertise for the show, it's actually not too bad. They spoke about, I think it was the, I can't even remember what one it was, but it was basically answered listener questions about, I think, people had seen some dead bodies or what their experience was around dead bodies and stuff like that. And that was fine. I was like, this is cool, but why don't I just waste 25 minutes listening to people talking about the royals?
Look, even though I didn't listen to this episode, I feel like I can contribute because I don't even listen to MFM main episodes anymore because they talk too much at the start. And whilst I used to, when I was getting into the cult of their personality, I can't do that anymore. I listen only to the minisodes of MFM. I haven't listened to a main one because they spend between 20 and 40 minutes talking about, quite often spoiling TV shows that I like.
Yeah, they spoil Fargo season 3 for me.
I just don't enjoy listening to people. Like, if you're going to kick off, like we did, we talked a little shit for maybe 5 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
And then we continued on what our job is.
I'm fine with that. Like, and I'm absolutely fine with shows having a little bit of banter just to, like, ease you in and then going straight into it.
Or at the very least, you could be like, all right, so we're going to chat about this for about 10 minutes. So if you don't like listening, skip forward 10 minutes.
Bump it forward and you're good.
Just give some markers.
But yeah, I literally listened to that and I was like, shit royal takes. I don't need to listen to... If I wanted to listen to people giving me takes on royals, I'd find a podcast that would do that.
Or watch literally any TV news or read literally any tabloid newspaper.
Exactly. This is a hard pass from me.
It's not a hard pass from me. I listened to that episode. Then I went back a bit further. And this is definitely a podcast where you have to buy into their personalities and their rapport to get to really attach to this podcast. You know that I'm not a gore person and I'm not particularly interested in like the stories of dead bodies. That being said, the earlier episodes are a lot more interesting because they kind of were a bit more succinct. And they kind of presented them in a more straightforward manner rather than interjecting a lot of jokes and that sort of thing as well.
People get indulgent as they start going on in their podcast career and they kind of start to believe their own bullshit.
And this definitely gave me the feel of like a Woman's Day magazine kind of true crime podcast, but unrestricted in a way that Woman's Day would never be. But this is definitely that kind of demographic, that middle kind of 30 to 55 year old woman market for dead bodies.
I hate that I'm in that market.
Well, look, a lot of people who like true crime are in that market.
Yeah, I know, but it just makes me feel really old.
I apologize.
That's okay. Millennial white women, we do like our murder dead body crime.
Yeah, I think I did not subscribe to this and I probably will not subscribe to this, but I can definitely think of a couple of people that I could recommend this
to. I'm going
to
check it out. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, look, I don't even know if I'd recommend it to anyone.
I just went and listened to an episode 118.
Did I get that right? It's either episode... that's what I've got on my list.
Anyway. Look,
I know 118 is no longer available, so I'm not sure why. It goes straight from 117 to 119 at the moment.
Because the Royals, they got them.
Yeah,
well, they were actually really apologetic about the Royals and because it was just after the death
of Philip
of Prince Philip.
Oh, their shit takes weren't apologizing on behalf of or making excuses for Philip's horrible racism, was it?
A little of that.
Damn it, you can't do that.
definitely like let's speak well of him now, sort of thing.
Just don't speak of him.
You don't
do
need to.
Your podcast job. Yeah.
But,
anyway.
But that's the thing. Like again, that's the kind of demographic that they would appeal to.
This is the thing, though. It's only through doing this podcast, I think, that I've become so obsessive with both of these podcasts in making sure that we don't ramble about stuff. Because if I wasn't on a podcast where I had to listen to so many different podcasts, I think I probably would get a bit indulgent and just assume that everyone wanted to hear what I had to say about everything.
Yeah, 100%.
Look, that's the thing. Nobody
wants to hear all
that's
this crap.
Why the format of like, we're just three people sitting in a garage talking about all the things we want to talk about while we drink some whiskey.
Nope, I'm out.
It's a popular format because it's easy to produce.
Hate it.
Whether or not people want to listen to it is an entirely different thing. But that's Dead Bodies. It is a recommend with caveats from me.
And me.
If you're into that sort of thing. But let's go to Nick's recommendation.
My recommendation is Behind the Insurrections, a podcast that takes a look at historical insurrections throughout human history. Lovingly crafted 8 days after the US insurrection at the US Capitol. What did you all think?
That's what I like about it the most, right? So what I liked about it the most is that it was something that was done with a lot of information that was incredibly timely, making comparisons to different regimes that were very important to be made in a thorough and comprehensive manner. The shit part about it is that anyone who needed to hear those comparisons probably would never have listened to this podcast.
Because it wasn't a resurrection to those people.
But it does actually help people who maybe may not have understood why that day was as fucking dark as it could get when it comes to looking at different times in history that have done similar things, and help them have more educated discussions with those who are believing that it, you know, was a good thing to defend their rights by marching on the Capitol. I think more people should pop out timely podcasts such as this in relation to major world events that, you know, it's a hard recommend for me for anyone who wants to understand from a historical context what the end game of stuff like that can be. And spoiler alert, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, well, hats off to them because they released their first episode on Jan 14th, which is...
I looked at the dates and I was like, well impressed.
And then it was an hour and a half episode pretty much every couple of days until they basically finished their 8-episode run. That's a lot of content
to have researched
and created in that time. And it is good quality.
It's well researched.
And it's
but in an accessible way that doesn't feel like you're being talked at. It's like it's people shooting shooting the shit, but from a really educated perspective.
Yeah. I think the thing that they also do very well is they do shoot the shit initially and then they go straight into it. It's just no bullshit.
Just
it's like
bang.
Cool, let's go.
Which ones did you listen to?
I went back to the start and I listened to the first three.
Cool. I particularly enjoyed the last one, which was the business plot, when rich fascists tried to overthrow America, which was really fun to listen to in retrospect. but yeah, this is a, like, I listened to it all. I'm not going to subscribe because then I'm just going to get like introducing new iHeartMedia podcast. Yeah. But this is a easy recommend. Behind the Insurrection is a really good podcast.
Yep, two enthusiastic thumbs up from me.
All right, and then finally, what I recommended, which was The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, which is basically a popular science podcast that's been around for literally as long as podcasts have been around. What did you all think?
So I'm in a place in my life where I don't want to learn when I listen to podcasts. That's not what I go to them for. However, with this podcast, I learned a lot and I did not regret the education, which is unusual.
That's nice.
I liked how kind of light and fun facty trivia, like shit that I can kind of bust out at parties and be like, did you know? I listened to the episode talking about butt breathing because that was fun, about how you can get oxygen into people through their butts and how it's really easy if anything else is blocked. Especially in times of COVID, butt breathing is important.
Butt breathing is important, people.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Then they made a joke out of, they're like, you know, putting respirators through the rectum, and that guy's like, would it be called an aspirator then? And I was like, that's gold. I enjoy this. So yeah, this is the thing, is that in my downtime, I hate learning these days, but learning and laughing and learning in interesting ways and more casual ways, I'm all for. So yes, I enjoyed this podcast. I listened to three different episodes, but breathing was the best. Thumbs up from me.
Yeah, it's the same with me with Liz. I think I am honestly in awe that the show has run for so long.
So many episodes.
I just kept scrolling just to see, and I was like, oh my fucking god. But I mean, it's the same for me as well. Like, this is super accessible, I think, just for the layman.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I honestly kind of thought that it would be a little bit more complex for someone like me, but going into it, it is actually really, really accessible.
They ease you into any of the sciencey stuff really well, with a lot of context and, you know, jocularity that makes it kind of palatable.
Well, some of them are scientists. I believe two of them are science communicators first and foremost in their careers, so that's kind of where that comes from.
I love that.
Being able to,
that science communicator is a job. It's just like, let me dumb this down for y'all and pay me now.
Yeah, actually, I'd pay someone to just dumb that shit down for me.
You just need a communicator. You just pay a communicator, and you can just be like, read this and dumb it down.
They're talking to me. Explain what they're saying.
Translate, smart person for me, please.
I feel like that was the entire White House's job from 2016 to 2020.
Just life communicators. Yes. What does that mean?
No, I'm glad you enjoyed it because, yeah, it was,
it wouldn't have gone for this long if it was a pile of crap.
Exactly, like, yeah. They do have a lot of support, but yeah, I really appreciate what they do, and I was surprised that I was unaware of them for as long as I was. So that's why I thought,
where did you actually find them?
Where?
No, like when?
How?
It would have been a couple of years ago, but they're one of these podcasts that's kind of like too big to recommend because, you know,
it's a lot.
Yeah,
they're everywhere. But like, it had been a while since I had put in like a real science-y podcast, so I was like, yeah, let's put it in.
Well, it's not too big to recommend because I'd never heard of it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well,
same.
Point proven, Zane. Shut up. all right, well, that's us for this week. Let's go over the podcast that we recommended for Liz this week.
Liz week.
Welcome her back.
This week.
I recommended Paper Ghosts, which is an exploration of the mysterious disappearance of four girls in 1970s small town America.
So many kids just went missing in the 70s and they were like, just runaways. That's just what kids do.
Classic kids.
5-year-olds, they run away all the time. Sorry, what did you recommend, Nick?
My recommendation is West Cork, another murder podcast for Liz because
Irish accents.
There we go, with Irish accents in the little region of Ireland called West Cork.
And I recommended The Cipher, which is a sci-fi narrative podcast. I was going to say narrative fiction, but I've already said the fi in the science part. Yeah. About a girl who cracks this cryptic code, and then she's recruited to track down a serial killer, and a whole bunch of stuff happens, and there's murder, and there's weirdness, and there's really good sound. So
awesome. Really good sound is what we're about.
Yes.
If you want to submit your podcast for us to listen to, you can do so on any of our social medias, on Instagram, on Twitter, or on Facebook, or you can go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where there's a form that you can fill out. I will guarantee that I will listen to every podcast that is submitted, even though it may not be recommended on the show.
I guarantee nothing.
Same.
And also give us a 5-star rating and review, and you'll please be one do. Of our favorite people in the entire world.
Can we start shouting out some people who give 5-star reviews?
Sure.
We'll just say your name and what your comment was. And yeah, we'll talk about you for a little while.
Yeah, we'll talk about
you. Try to imagine what kind of life you have.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about how great everything is for you.
Talking about how much like podcasts should ramble more.
We'll make it a quick and punchy 3-minute segment.
Not a second over 3 minutes. All right. I have been one of your castologists, Zane C. Weber, here with
Liz Best
and
Nick Leaker.
Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
When I was a little girl, I believed in fairy tales.
Stories are written, read, and disappear. Probably hidden on some dusty bookshelf, often forgotten and never retold. This tale is different because it stays in the heart of all who hear it.
Damn blasted and bum!
Joe's dream was to be famous by finding something extraordinary, something unusual, something absolutely awesome.
The memory continues, eagerly waiting to be shared with the next generation.
I've always wanted to save the planet. Something told me, even when I was young, that it would be my job.
Take a peek, sit back, relax, open your mind, journey into the world, the gulp of waters and slurp it down.
Seems those stupid humans have been littering again. Probably campers, the type who leave their fires alight and do not care about anyone else but themselves. They're so ignorant that they don't even realize the damage that they do to the environment and its creatures.
You'll never be the same again.
You have just been listening to The Mysteries of Cork Upper Ripple Creek, based on the children's books of the same title by Australian author Susan Pease. To find out more about these stories or to purchase hard copies, please visit susanpease.com, SUSAN-PEASE.com. And be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you do not miss out on the next exciting instalment.
When I was a little girl, I believed in fairy tales. I wished my toys would come to life and that my stories could be real. Then through all the noise and confusion, I believed it was all an illusion. The world had faded black and white, nothing seemed to be right. But now I know that how it goes is that my dreams never die. As long as I keep the magic inside me alive, do you believe in magic? When you believe in magic.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.